In the days before the shooting, Holmes took pictures of himself dressed in SWAT-like tactical gear, wearing black contact lenses, his hair colored bright orange, holding weapons he allegedly used in the attack. Karen Teeves, whose son Alex was killed in the theater, had a clear view of Holmes in the court as the pictures were shown.
When he sees himself, he gets very excited, and his eyes crinkle, and you know when you're trying to smirk, and just your eyes are the window to the soul, and you could see that he was very delighted in seeing himself in that manner.
Prosecutors used the preliminary hearing to paint Holmes as cold and calculating, devoting countless hours to plotting mass murder. Holmes' public defenders decided not to call any witnesses to back up a possible insanity plea. Karen Steinhauser, who was a prosecuting attorney in Denver for 20 years, says they probably didn't need to.
They were able to get the information that they wanted to get through their cross-examination of other witnesses so that they did not need to call anybody else.
Officers testified that Holmes' behavior was odd during interrogations. He played puppets with paper bags put on his hands to preserve possible gunshot residue as evidence. He tried to stick a staple into an electrical outlet. But Tom Teeves, the father of shooting victim Alex Teeves, doesn't believe Holmes was insane at the time of the attack.
And we want to call him crazy because we want to make that feel better in our society. But we have to accept the fact that there's evil people in our society that enjoy killing any type of living thing, but that doesn't make him crazy.
Whether or not the case goes to a full trial is now in the judge's hands. He's expected to issue an order by Friday morning when another hearing is scheduled and when Holmes may enter a plea. Ben Marcus, Colorado Public Radio News.